Hello, my name is Chris Johnson. I'm a single divorced dude that lives alone with two cats. So I'm probably the last guy that most sane individuals would turn to for, you know, advice on relationships or for any commentary on how to get together with anybody else or some of the stupid shit that people say, about coupling, Is that still a word? Do people still use that word? Was it ever a word or a term? I don't fucking know. Who gives a shit? But I was going through some old shit the other day on my computer. I'm trying to put everything in order, and I'm doing a very poor job of it. I've lived in my new apartment for 3-4 months now, something like that, and it's okay. I mean, the apartment itself is great. However, there's still like clutter places. You know what I'm talking about? You move a place or you're trying to organize something and you get all the big shit out of the way. All the big shit's done so you can operate and you can fucking live, but you still got clutter in fucking corners and stuff and the clutter's been put away. And my thought process is like, I'd love to get that clutter away, but I want to sit on my ass, scratch my balls, watch the baseball game, you know, play with the cats or whatever the fuck. So the clutter is annoying. It takes a long time to take care of that shit and there's no real payoff at the end other than like, oh, you know, that, 2x2 square foot patch on the table is now clean. You know, there's not a lot of incentive to get that taken care of. Sorry, buddy. I just had to move Finley's tail out of the way. It was almost going to get crushed by the mic, and I just swept his tail, you know, ever so gently with my foot. He looked up at me like I just like spit in his face. He's so fucking pissed right now. Like, all I did was slide his tail out of the way. But that is a side note. I'm doing the same thing with my computer. I got a whole bunch of shit on my PC that I probably don't need anymore that I could fucking delete. So I'm like, you know, fuck it. Let's get these files in order. And I came across an old radio show. Not one that I hosted, although I got them on my fucking computer as well. But this was about when I was gonna get married. I forgot all about this. I got married and I didn't fucking tell anybody about it. There was no like prolonged engagement, there was no proposal. My wife and I, or now ex-wife and I, just got married at a fucking courthouse. I did a podcast about it at one point. I don't know what fucking number it is, but it's awesome. And you know what, go back and fucking listen to them anyway. You have to go back and find it, but it was good. But day of, I worked the day of. The day I got married, I worked from fucking 5 a.m. to noon. And during the talk show segment, they were like, hey, you want to do an hour on your fucking wedding? Like wedding advice or whatever the fuck? And I was like, I don't give a shit. Yeah, fine. Let's listen to some wedding advice from some assholes I don't care about. And all the advice was bullshit. The idea of relationships that I think people have are still backwards. It's not 1950 anymore. It's bullshit. The way that people fucking interact is bullshit. Like, here's a perfect example. So, one advice, some douchey guy calls in. He's like, this is what you're gonna need to learn, Chris. You're gonna have to learn to just say, like, yes, dear. Okay, dear. I'll get it done, dear. First of all, this isn't fucking a shitty 1970s sitcom. Like, who the fuck says dear anymore? Yes, dear. I've never fucking said dear in my entire fucking life. That whole notion is offensive. It's offensive to me as a dude, and it should be offensive to women as well, because it paints women as these needy, naggy fucking assholes that in order to just get through your day, in order for this to just a dumb, generic macho asshole to get through his fucking day, he just needs to placate his annoying, nagging fucking wife. I hate that shit. First of all, if you're with somebody that you can't fucking stand, you're a fucking moron. You're wasting your time and you're wasting her or his time. Second, if you don't have a fucking conversation with the person that you're with, why the fuck are you with anybody at all? Like, you can't have a normal fucking conversation. You're just gonna be like, oh, fucking yes, dear. I'll do it, dear. Yes, dear. That's the same as the fucking happy life, happy wife bullshit, or happy wife, happy life. Who gives a fuck? It's a dumb fucking saying. I hate that fucking saying. Basically, all it is, hey, this woman is gonna be a gigantic pain in the ass, and in order to make her not be a pain in the ass, you just have to do whatever the fuck she says. Just make her fucking happy. Because if you're happy, then she's not gonna bitch at you, and then your life will be happy. That's a dumb fucking way to look at things. Kiss my fucking ass! It's antiquated thinking. And people still think like that today. It's unbelievable to me that people still fucking think like that. Here's another good example. One of my buddies, B-Machine's been doing a lot of hosting on the radio these days. Here's the topic. Do you think a guy should pay on the first date? And everybody's like, yeah, I think the guy should. And like, women are saying this. Like, women are saying, like, yes, guys should pay on the first date. Ladies, all due respect, fuck you. Go fuck yourselves. This is 2018. Feminism is fucking riding high. And I'm fucking to tell you right now, I'm down. I'm fucking totally down with it. All about the fucking equality. Now, why the fuck should the dude pay? Because he's a dude? Why the fuck should I be expected to pay? Here's the thing. The only reason you want me to pay is because I got a cock and balls. What the fuck do cock and balls have to do with laying down money at a fucking restaurant or at a fucking mini golf place or wherever the fuck you're going on the fucking date. Vaginas don't have to fucking pay? Why don't the vaginas have to pay? What is it about bigger tits and vaginas that you don't have to fucking pay for dates? That's all we're basing it on. That's it. The guy with the balls has to pay. Why? It's not a fucking chain sack. It's not a fucking cash machine down there. I mean, you might get something if you tug it a little bit, but it ain't gonna pay for dinner. Maybe just the tip. Whoa, that's a double pun, goddammit. I like that one very much. I just thought of it on the spot. I'm fucking clever. But anyway, those are my thoughts on that. It's bullshit. Get rid of this yes, dear fucking bullshit. Get rid of this happy life, happy wife bullshit. And get rid of this fucking dudes must pay on the first date bullshit. It's all bullshit. No, it's not bullshit. Me. Me coming back Sundays and Wednesdays, also not bullshit. That's when you get your new episodes. I'm everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podbean. Podbean's the main hub on the website and the app. Every fucking episode is there. Catch me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, and on Facebook. I put the podcast right in my timeline for you.